The musical La La Land set a record over the weekend at the Golden Globes. The movie, starring Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, won all 7 awards it was nominated for. The story follows 2 struggling performers in L.A., Mia and Sebastian, who eventually, spoiler alert, fall in love.
The two don't get along when they first meet, but after multiple bump-ins across the city, that starts to change. Here's a clip of the two taking a walk together after an unexpected run-in, but they still aren't ready to admit that they like each other.
You're not the type for me.
Really?
And there's not a spark inside. What a waste of a lovely night.
You say there's nothing here. Well, let's make something clear. I think I'll be the one to make that call.
But you'll call.
And though you looked so cute in your polyester suit.
It's wool.
You're right. I'd never fall for you at all.
That was a clip from the movie La La Land, a musical. It's gotten attention for more than its star-studded cast and nod to old Hollywood musicals. Its timing has been interesting. The musical has a sense of romance and optimism at its heart and hit theaters just a month after a bitter and divisive election.
Miloš Stalik joins us now. He's a film critic and founder of the Chicago-based Cinematheque Facets Multimedia. Miloš, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be here.
Well, what do you think that La La Land has to offer its viewers in this particular moment in history?
You know, an escape into a complete artificial world that somehow makes sense only on its own at a time when our world doesn't seem to make too much sense. And that's why it's such a crazy anomaly. I mean, if anybody 2 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago would have said, a very successful film, which is running first in so many award competitions, is a musical, I would have told them you are completely crazy. This will never happen.
Do you think that this particular movie would have fared as well as it has if it was opening, say, 10 years ago?
No, because musicals were really, you know, dead. I think 10 years ago we were still looking for different things. We were looking for some sense of reality or some sense of ourselves from movies. And what obviously La La Land in a way is answering is this need for complete and total escape. If you look even past La La Land at the movies that are out there, that are playing commercially, that are potential Oscar nominees, that were in the Golden Globes, very few of them, except perhaps for Moonlight, offer any kind of a sense of connectedness, of trying to understand other people. All of those kinds of themes have really gone away, and all our movies are going towards is this complete sense of unreality, like La La Land, like Arrival, for example, or for that matter, the huge success of Star Wars.
Right. I was going to say, when I want escapism, I usually go to fantasy. I rewatch Lord of the Rings. That's what I do. And so this seems a turn from that, even that you add the musical element and it strains one more tenet of disbelief, this artifice, people singing and dancing in the streets of Los Angeles. But for some reason, it's working right now. Why do you think that this particular strand, the musical, is picking up instead of superhero movies or fantasy?
Well, you know, first of all, it's nostalgia. It feels so reductive and so old, but at the same time, it feels something like new. You know, it's Los Angeles. It's sunny. It's populated only by beautiful people. everybody resolves their problems are relatively small and resolvable. They are in fantasy land themselves, trying to create fantasy, trying to be actors. The kinds of knocks which they get, for example, in trying to auditions and trying to make it as individuals, they kind of brush off and keep going. And everything can, of course, burst into a song immediately, and it solves the problem.
Are there other chapters in history when we saw the same kind of phenomenon where the musical with a nostalgic tint to it did particularly well?
Yes, and well, I don't know about musicals included, but I mean, oddly enough, Nazi Germany, you know? I mean, we think of the Nazi era of filmmaking as being war movies, which it most certainly was not. And secondly, or something which is patriotic and historical, but for the most part, the success of the German movie-making machine was total and complete escapism. in similar ways, and going back into history, and of course in reinforcing these kinds of nationalistic attitudes. But if you drew a parallel about what's happening in terms of movies and audiences today, the closest era that I would say would be Germany in the 1930s.
And what about America during the Great Depression? Did you see the same kind of thing there, where you're facing a very grim day-to-day reality where nothing is very beautiful or pleasant, and you go to the movies?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, obviously movies are answering a human need, but movies are also a predictor, I think, in so many ways, of where people's emotions are at, where their hearts are at. So in a way, if you looked at, you could really have, this has been coming for a long time, you can look at how many films were made about the American involvement in Iraq and the Iraq War, which is dozens. Almost not a single one, with the possible exception of Hurt Locker, had any degree of success. Almost all of them died. And there were many, many, many very good films made about this, trying to document the experience, what was happening there, the effect on American soldiers, PTSD, all of those kinds of serious issues that filmmakers were gravitating towards and making films about didn't resonate with the American public. Instead, they were really shunted away. So instead of that, people feeling themselves the kind of stress, political stress that they're under, gravitated towards something which they feel is in a way safe and which is going to give them a respite from what they're facing every day.
Miloš Stalik is with us now. He's a film critic, and we're talking about the movie La La Land and why it's so successful now as an example of escapist films that seem to become popular during trying times, politically or socially. And Miloš, I watched the old movie, It's a Wonderful Life, over the holiday season, and I really felt like it was like putting a warm, comforting blanket over me watching that. I don't usually respond that way to older movies. I miss the color. I want it to move a little quicker. Do you think there's something to be said for just going back to these old movies where things seem simpler during difficult times?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's something to be said about trying to understand more concrete moral issues. You know, I mean, what happens? What does it mean to be good? What does it mean to be good? How can goodness redeem evil? How can a poor person be noble? So going back to these kinds of universal themes, which in a way show us that life is really worth living, that there is a possibility of redemption, that it doesn't necessarily all have to be strife, that something can be that life, which seems so complicated, you know, trying to make a simple phone call to an insurance company can take you all day and leave you in absolute mental tatters, but so you can go back to nostalgically to a time when life was simple, when things were resolvable, when people still cared about each other, when somebody could really change a life just by reaching out.
So you've got, on the one hand, you've got the escapism of La La Land. On the other hand, you had Meryl Streep at the Golden Globes openly criticizing President-elect Donald Trump. It seems like there are different tacks that Hollywood is taking right now. How would you say that overall Hollywood is responding and how that might reflect the kinds of movies that we see coming out?
Well, I think that Hollywood really feels that they've really, in a way, left society behind. I mean, certainly Hollywood 2 years ago, or even a year ago, was really, really out of touch on the whole racial front. Now you see a number of movies coming back and Hollywood trying to respond to it with films like Fences and certainly with Moonlight, films that address the African-American experience. We've had films successful or not, like Birth of a Nation, 12 Years a Slave, which deal with the issues of slavery. So I think that Hollywood feels in some way a responsibility to respond and to come back and to respond to the social, political situation that they see exists in the country. And that certainly was a part of Meryl Streep's speech.
So you think we're going to see those twin strands, movies that take on the social situation, the politics of the time head on, and others that just help us sort of bury our head in the sand and feel good about things?
Well, it's a complicated question, you know, because we have two kinds of movies. We have movies today that are being made for a global market, movies that cost hundreds of millions of dollars to make and are expected to gross billions. And, you know, this is all movies that are exportable to every single country in the world within the span of a week or of a few days. And then you have a much smaller percentage of smaller movies that truly try to understand in some way the human condition. And I think that those movies will try to address and attempt to address the kinds of both emotional issues, social issues that the public faces, and also give us some avenue of escapism. Certainly, La La Land, you can see how many musicals are not going to be made in the wake of the success of La La Land.
Milos, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Milos Stalik. He's a film critic and founder of the Chicago-based Cinematheque Facets Multimedia. And he joined us there to talk about the movie La La Land and escapist films during trying times.
Coming up, we'll get a check on the latest news. And then there's a lot of advice out there on how to manage time in our busy lives. Our guest says it mostly doesn't work and can make us more stressed out. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.
Sweet, and it was true. Still, I did what I had to do. Cause I just knew. Summer Sunday nights, we'd sink into our seats right as they dimmed out all the lights. A technicolor world made out of music and machine. It called me to be on that screen and live inside each scene.
Without a nickel to my name, hopped a bus, here I came. Could be brave or just a